Hello, my name is Wayne Splon, and it's my pleasure to read God's Word with you today as we journey through the season of Advent in our devotional guide called Threads of Promise. Today is Saturday, January 10th. Right now, we are focusing our attention on the promise that Christ is risen as we ponder the truth of Christ's resurrection and how that resurrection changes everything for us. Today, I'll be reading Acts chapter 1, verses 1 through 11, and offering my devotional thoughts on the passage. And I'll be reading from the English Standard Version. Let us read together, remembering that Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. A reading from Acts chapter 1, beginning in verse 1. In the first book, O Theophilus, I have dealt with all that Jesus began to do and teach, until the day he was taken up, after he had given commands through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. He presented himself alive to them after his suffering by many proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. And while staying with them, he ordered them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which, he said, you heard from me, for John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? He said to them, it is not for you to know times or seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth. And when he had said these things, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. And while they were gazing into heaven as he went, behold, two men stood by them in white robes, and said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. This devotion is titled, Share the Love. Gift giving is a significant part of our Christmas celebrations. There can surely be aspects of gift giving that reflect our inordinate love of material things in our consumerist culture. But at their best, gifts reflect our love for other people. From a poinsettia given to a homebound family or church member, to a new bike given to a child, we often give gifts to communicate our love for others. Love is surely the motivation behind the greatest gift we celebrate during this Christmas season. In one of the most foundational passages in all of the Bible, John 3:16, we learn that God gave his Son to be our Savior because he so loved the world. The Lord saw us in our sin and distress, and sent us the gift of Jesus as an expression of his great love for us. As we reflect on the love God has shown us in Jesus, our hearts ought to be moved with an ever-deepening love for God that causes us to pursue greater obedience to God's call on our lives. In Acts chapter 1, verses 1 through 11, the disciples have encountered the risen Jesus and are about to watch him ascend into heaven. But before he goes, he gives them an important command. He calls them to go into all the world to be his witnesses. In language that echoes the Great Commission in Matthew chapter 28, Jesus tells the disciples to bear witness to him in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and even to the ends of the earth. They are to go and tell others of the great love God has given them in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. You and I share the same call on our lives today. As you reflect on the love God has shown you in Jesus Christ, ask the Holy Spirit to give you a deeper love for him and for other people that would move you to obediently go and tell others about the love of God in Jesus Christ. The material gifts we give others will come and go, and few will be remembered very long. But the gift of God's love in Jesus Christ is one that will truly transform lives for eternity. As you head into this new year, faithfully share the love of God with others by telling them of the great gift of salvation God has made possible through faith in Jesus Christ. Please pray with me. Father, we thank you for the great love you have shown us and the gift of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, create in us a deeper love for you in response to all you have given us in Jesus, and give us a greater love for others. Give us courage and boldness to share your love with those around us by telling them of the salvation available to all through faith in Jesus. We pray this prayer in Jesus' holy name. Amen.